Thanks, Jason. All right. We are reconvened for the admin portion of the meeting. We don't have any items on consent, so we'll move into discussion. We have one item, the cost of gas, tariff monthly adjustments, extreme weather event investigation. Victor, we've gotten some filings.
We
I
have.
Actually haven't seen the MDU one, but it must be.
It came
I
in
saw the Excel.
March 31st is when MDU's gas filing came in. So this all ties back. You know, month and a half ago, we initiated the extreme weather event investigation, asked a standard list of questions to all the companies, and we're starting to get those in, and I kind of wanted to address them as we get them. So in MDU's case, the story kind of plays out like this. It was a huge additional cost to the gas side for those few days in February. The standard process would be in October, they recalculate. It's essentially like an over and under collection like we have for our other rider accounts. And what would in October, that would go into place and it would run for the next year. So basically there would be an adder onto every decatherm that customers purchase. If they wait until October, they estimate it's going to be about 80 cents per decatherm. And that would run from October 1 of 2021 through September of 2022. That's option A. Recognizing this is a
Victor, I regret that I don't have the filing in front of me, and I feel like I should.
We can.
I mean, what are we?
Yeah.
Are you just giving us an update? Are we taking action today?
I just want to kind of give you an overview of.
If you would please. Yep.
So I just want to kind of run through what the two scenarios are. The company isn't saying they prefer one scenario or the other. They just want to give us the options, and then you all can decide how you want to proceed. So that's option A. Like I said, for the residential side, it works out to about 80 cents per decatherm. And then I've calculated the monthly impacts of what that would look like. Option B, the company has thrown out there, is they could start as early as May. May not be realistic based on where we are in the month of April already, but maybe in June. What they could do is bump up that adder for the summer months when customer usage is very small. And what that would do is, what they could do, let's say, is start in May or June, they would add a $2 per decatherm charge for those summer months. Then in October, when they would have normally kicked in that 80 cents, they could reduce that down to about 40 cents per decatherm through the winter months of this coming winter. And then in the next year, in those final summer months, so May of 2022 through September of 2022, they would crank it back up to about that $2 range. And what that essentially does is it increases what the customer's bills would be in the summer months when their bills are already pretty low. And then it reduces that impact in the winter months when their usage is really high.
Yeah.
The one kind of downfall I see with trying to do that now is we're looking at potentially implementing rates in the next few months for the rate case itself. So you may be stacking a couple of increases on top of each other in close succession. So that's why we're kind of saying it's up to you as the commissioners how you would like the company to proceed. They're 100% fine with doing the standard method and just leaving things as they are until the normal October schedule. But if you would prefer, they're happy to make a filing to change those sooner.
Yeah, I need to think about it, and I'd like to probably set up a work session on this, and maybe we do all of them together, just because I want to dig into a little bit more like what the costs are and how they were mitigated by. Because I'm surprised that MDUs was impacted as much as it is, apparently.
Sure.
Because they have storage, and I thought more firms' commitments.
Yep.
Go price.
And that's all. Between their filing and the data requests that I had requested, we've got a good picture of that. So
okay. So maybe we should do, an informal to have a discussion with them? Or I don't know, how do you guys, what do you guys think?
What were you going to say, Victor?
No, I was just going to say, I think we have sufficient information that I think we can go through whatever your concerns or questions may be, probably without the company, but I don't have a problem if you would prefer to have them available as well.
I would suspect they're just going to provide what we have, and they've laid out the...
Yep. And in the documents between, like I said, the data request and the filing, it does a nice job of kind of giving us all of the information that I think you all need to make a decision.
Can you correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't want to mix, but MDU was the least, had the lowest amount of recovery, needed recovery for the spike versus NSP?
On a per customer basis, I would say that's correct. So since I had added this to the agenda, NSP's filing has come in, and I have reviewed that. It's a little bit more significant impact to NSP residential customers than MDU. Cool.
Of course, they're also, well, MDU, I don't know that the utility itself has gas storage, but that's through WBI, I believe.
Right. The storage is actually owned by WBI. MDU Natural Gas just purchases the usage of that store, those storage fields.
I don't know. I don't object to an informal, but I'm not pushing for one either. I will say this, assuming, and I have not thought, I'm not ready to make a call on it as far as that these are the right amount, this is the right amount of recovery that they're entitled to. But I will, to use these figures and then just look at the two scenarios that were laid out for possibilities. The 80 cents a month starting almost immediately and then going through September of next year, as opposed to the $2 over the summer, then less in the winter, and then $2 next summer again. If these are the right amounts and we're going to do something with it, I would propose a different solution. It's a reality that there's a lot of additional cost, and so I'm okay with starting earlier. In fact, I think it would be a good thing. But yes, on the gas side of it, these customers have a lot higher gas bills in the winter, and so paying more in the summer seems like good, but a lot of them probably also have a lot higher electric bills in the summer than they do in the winter. And if they water a lawn or a garden at all or something, they probably have larger water bills. And so I don't know that putting so much more on the summer is necessarily good. So I'm kind of thinking more that it just be a set amount, but that we hurry up and get going on it as soon as we can, and not this back and forth to,
I think
it's one amount one month and a different amount a different month.
I would agree with having a work session, but going back to the informal concept, not so much that we don't already have the numbers and we can come up with whatever scenario we deem most appropriate, but with the intent of the informal, Madam Chair, are you thinking just to get more of information on how these types of weather events impact the market overall, trigger these spikes like a spike like this in pricing, and just to get more background on that? Or would it be just simply to go through the numbers?
I think just sometimes when we're in work sessions, we could come up with questions that, yeah, it might be more of like contextual information, or we come up with questions that we wish the company was just there to speak to.
Sure.
And so this seems like one of those cases where we might be in a situation like that where there could be some give and take that might be helpful to speed things along. But I haven't seen all the information filed. This doesn't include hardly any of the information I'm looking for.
Okay.
So this filing that they have here.
Is there some specific questions you would have?
Well, I don't see like what they, Steve. It just gives a per decatherm per day. I need the bigger picture. Like what happened? How much more gas did they need and use? And what were the prices? And you know, how much did they have that they had to buy on the spot market versus storage versus contractual? You know,
I have all of that information in the data requests.
Yeah. So that's the sort of thing that I want as kind of the background for our decision on how to mitigate this the best for customers.
Certainly.
I'm open to an informal, I think. While we do have the information, I agree. we can ask questions, and I think be better equipped to answer questions invariably that will come from ratepayers on, well, can this happen again? Why did it happen? We can tell them here's the impact from a dollar amount, but so one component is market dynamics, and the other is impact to your bill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair
way
enough.
Way to break it down.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's fine. And I haven't talked to the company about an informal, but maybe we could add that to scheduling
sure.
today. Choose a date, and I would say to the extent the company can make that work,
yep.
we go ahead. And if not, we'll come back for rescheduling.
And maybe we can add an informal with Excel at the same
certainly.
Time.
Certainly,
just one after another.
Yep, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds
and,
good.
And,
thank you.
I'm just advisory on these cases for the time being, so we can, if you have additional questions you would like answered ahead of time, let me know, and I can work with the company
good.
To make sure we get those. And I will, I'll get the data request responses to copies to all of you as soon as possible.
Okay. Very good. Anything else on that one, Randy?
I do not.
All right. Thank you, Victor. Appreciate you getting that on the agenda right away.
Thank you.
And Brian, I'm sure you were part of that too. Okay, so nothing else for discussion unless people had, did anyone in the room have anything to add to discussion? Then we'll move to scheduling, which it looks like there's nothing, but
there's,
I have.
There's never nothing.
I have one thing, and now we have this informal. So I'd like to set up a personnel discussion amongst the three of us, probably Steve, maybe a couple other staff, just to go over a number of different personnel type issues we have can need to start talking about, annual reviews and retirements, upcoming retirements of folks, etc. So a number of matters to discuss from a personnel standpoint. I don't have any dates in mind, but obviously the sooner the better. What do you guys looking at next week? We have the 20th.
What about next Wednesday?
Isn't that the LEC thing?
That's
I didn't
the
have
evening.
That on my calendar, but
it's in the evening. I have a couple meetings in the afternoon with FERC commissioners for OMS, but I could do like 10.
That would work for me.
And then for those of you who have read The Power of Moments, the PSC book club, you'll want to save the noon hour for that discussion.
We're going to do 10 a.m.
Just a minute. I have
Randy's checking.
By Chip and Dan.
Chip and Dan.
Did you say 10?
10.
Yep, that'll work.
Okay. Personnel meeting Wednesday, April 21st at 10. Okay. All right. Then the informal with on the extreme weather event issues.
So we're just going to do two of these?
I think so,
goal?
Yeah. And we don't have a commission meeting on the 28th. We could add an informal anytime. We don't have to do it just on the times that they're scheduled, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next informal date's the 5th, and actually that's already reserved for Cable One ETC.
Yeah. So what about the week of, I mean, we do want to get these going a little bit too, right? So we don't want to wait too long.
I sure think it's essential that we go quickly. We're not going to make a May billing period, but if we are going to do something earlier than the normal, if we don't get started by June, I mean, we're not far from September.
Do
they pay then?
Would we be able to? I'm looking at like the morning of February 23rd. That's a Friday.
Of April 23rd or
yeah.
February?
I'm sorry, April. I didn't like February that much. I don't want to go back to it.
If we're going to do them back to back with, well, we could always
do like 9 and 10, And do we need the legislative discussion, do we think, on that date?
Well, I think we want to save it, but we could push it back a half hour. Or,
yeah.
I don't know,
or even
after
the lunch hour if needed. For the ground we're going to cover, will 60 minutes be enough on the informals?
I think that's sufficient.
Okay, so 10 and 11, I think. Or what were the times?
Nine and ten.
Works for me.
So Friday, the 23rd of April at 9 and 10.
And I'll work that out with the companies. If they can't make it for some reason, I'll come back and start the fund scheduling process again.
Well, I guess we started at 10:15 on the second one. That's fine,
sure.
Too.
Yeah, let's say 10:15.
Just to give a little transition time for people to file out of the room and come into the room.
Sure.
Correct.
I don't think they're going to take an hour.
I don't either, but you never know.
Let's schedule for 10. We can always start late,
that's
but
right.
We can't move it up.
Yeah, let's do that. Schedule for 10, and if we have to go a little late, we can break.
Sounds like a plan.
Don't wait.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else for scheduling?
I thought somebody else said another thing, but maybe it was that personnel deal.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Then I think that we are.
Oh, I know what it was.
You've got to move faster. Got to move faster.
Is our budget?
Oh, today.
This afternoon. And are we just anticipating that that first informal will only take an hour and that we'll do the half hour budget thing and then come up and, even if it's a few minutes late, start our 3 o'clock work session? Is that?
I think God is going to shine brightly on us today, and it's going to work out perfectly.
Well, the
little window.
The budget, isn't that at 2:30 though?
2:30.
So basically, you're talking about. Oh, I see.
1:30, we have our first.
Oh, I see.
Meeting.
What was that one?
That is on the
Rugby Wind Farm.
Rugby Wind, and I was just thinking, if need be, I'd just slip out. Or we could just adjourn.
Are the Rugby Wind people coming in person? I suppose it's too late with open records and stuff to switch that to 1 o'clock. Huh?
Yeah, or even 1:15.
I don't know that it's too late from a...
Could we do that?
We can do that.
Are they participating? Do we know by... I'm assuming they're online.
Yes.
Yeah. So... Why don't we just see if they can accommodate that? Tell them we had a legislative hearing come up at 2:30. We don't want to cut the discussion with them short. See if they could do 1 or 1:15 if they have a preference. Yeah. Okay.
We'll hold our. If it's a problem for them, we'll go with what we had said.
Yeah.
I think it was what I'm hearing. But if they're available, we could.
I think I would prep them that there might be a intermission of sorts.
If they go at 1:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Potential. It might be the incentive to have them.
Brian's got thoughts.
They are not coming in person. Their company is not allowing them to travel, so they're going to be coming in via GoToMeeting.
Okay. So you can check with them and see if they can start earlier?
Start earlier? I can check, yes.
Yeah. 1 or 1:30. 1 or 1:15, because we have our budget is up at 2:30 in conference committee, so we need to be down there for that discussion.
Okay, I'll see if they can make that work.
I'd make a suggestion to try and go with 1.
Okay.
Simply because if we're doing it to avoid spilling into the 2:30 and you need some time to get down there, and what if it just went a little bit later? And
sure.
I would hate to then bump them up and then still have to have an intermission.
We'll be available if they're available, and then but remember to do whatever we do to notice it.
Sure.
Okay. And Brian, make sure that as soon as you know whether or not we're changing it, get to Pamela and I.
I will.
Thanks.
Okay. Very good. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody. 1 hour. I should be keeping track of how many of our meetings are under